to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our artist interview. And I'm joined by Gavin and Elizabeth in the studio. Hello, guys. Welcome.
Hello.
So tell us about the artist that you guys interviewed for this week.
Okay, so we interviewed Yo-Yo, and I've actually seen them a couple of times. So I was like, they would be super fun to interview. They're kind of like 90s alternative, but also they like do everything basically. So I thought they would be super fun to talk to. And yeah, it was awesome.
That's awesome. What other moments like stood out to you guys right away in the beginning?
Yeah, I personally enjoyed speaking to them because you can just tell by the way they conversed and joked around with each other throughout the interview that they genuinely are just a couple of best friends hanging out and loving what they're doing. So you can really feel that, and I love to see that, and it shows in their music too that they really put together such a unique songwriting process, and they really are a cool band to check out.
Well, without further ado, here is Yo-Yo, our local artist interview of the week. Check it out.
We are here with Yo-Yo, and I would like you guys just to start off by introducing yourselves and what instruments or roles you guys play in the band.
All right, my name's Johnny. I play guitar and I sing.
My name's Shane. I also play guitar and I also sing.
My name's Grant. I play bass and I also sing.
My name is Dominic and I just play the drum.
All right, what inspired you guys to start making music together in the first place?
Well, we've known each other for like a while. We basically started like hanging out in like the Chicago like DIY scene like back in like 2017. We would just like go see like a lot of our favorite bands, and we were both in separate bands. Like Dom and I were in another band, and Shane and Grant were in another band, and like both of our bands would play shows together. And then pandemic hit, both of our bands broke up, and then we were both kind of like all of us were kind of making music, but like Shane and Grant were looking for people to make music with. Me and Dom were looking for people to make music with, so we kind of like got together and did it, you know, as a four piece.
Yeah, it just kind of happened. I think Johnny and Dom had a show lined up as Yo-Yo, and they were gonna play as a two piece, and then they kind of asked me and Grant to come and jam with them and play with them, and we like played together one time. It was just like me, Grant, and Johnny in my apartment, and we were like, all right, let's do it. We've all been stuck to each other like glue ever since.
How would you guys describe your music almost to like a listener who's never heard you guys, or you know, what would you say your influences are as a band?
I would say like new gaze polka.
I would say it's eclectic. We all have we all write songs, you know, and it's not like a primary songwriter. We write as a group, and everyone has really diverse music tastes, and we're kind of just concerned with like writing a good song and not about like a genre, you know. And like when we all get together, it sounds like Yo-Yo because it's the four of us, but like we've kind of been like, you know, just if it's a good song and it feels good to play, let's do it, you know. Rock and roll. Yeah, rock and roll. I tell people
rock and roll.
Like 90s alternative adjacent, you know, like that. Yeah. Kind of thing. I don't. We like Oasis. Like
I almost heard like a little Smashing Pumpkins, kind of in that sort of set.
Yeah, too, yeah,
a little
sure.
bit of that vibe.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where we started. Really, was with 90s alternative, and now
dipping our toes.
Yeah, we're trying to just like I said, you know, we're as a group, we're just concerned with writing good songs and not really like, you know, just serving the song and a piece, you know.
Well, obviously, like you guys said, you guys are coming down to ISU right now to perform a show tonight. But do you guys have any other shows that you guys are planning on doing?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff booked right now. Our next show after this in February, we're playing a show at Empty Bottle, February 27th. It's a Tuesday night. We got a group called Sharp Pins opening up, and then it's us and then some friends of ours. It's sort of like a like rap sort of like songwriting collective called World Energy Corporation.
Okay.
But it's like seven dudes. They're super great. It's gonna be a good time.
Oh, that sounds super cool. Where'd you guys actually get your band name from? Because I think it's super cool how you guys have it spelled. It's very unique.
So funny enough, Dom and I used to be in a band with this other friend of ours, and he initially was in Yo-Yo, and then like it didn't work out, but he came up with the band name just because he's like always like trying to come up with quirky, clever stuff. He was just like, oh, like what if we did it like this? And we're like, sure, whatever. It like kind of doesn't mean anything, and like
it's found a meaning. It's found a meaning.
Yeah,
in itself.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Me and Johnny were trying to come up with an acronym for it because I was not a huge fan of the name, but you know, it was kind of like we'd been using it for a while, and it was sort of weird to change the name at that point. So I was like, let's come up with an acronym. And we came up with Living Like Ozzy, Looking Like Owen.
That's cool. That's cool.
That's the vibe. Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we're Yo-Yo, and you're listening to our song Oops here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
I'll take you home tonight if you want me to.
Actually, well, speaking of vibes, I have kind of an off-kilter question, but if you had to assign a season to your music, what would you guys say?
I would say spring.
Yes, spring. Yes, that's the correct answer.
I was going to say nice. Summertime.
No, I was going to say spring.
I think spring.
All right, yeah. I was going to say, like, you know, spring, like, right before it's summer. Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Like, May.
Yeah, good time. May.
Oh, you're just, like, happy to be here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One last final question with you guys, but what would you guys say your favorite memory is as a band? Like, either songwriting you guys together or a show that you guys did or something like that.
There's too many to count. I really enjoy touring with the band. When we first started out, it was like a pretty low budget tour. It was more of like just a fun little trip yeah. that we took all five. We had our buddy come with us, but all of us, and we went all the way to the East Coast to like Philadelphia, and we played Washington, D.C., and it was a really fun time. We like hung out at like, what is it, like the Lincoln Memorial, and like it was just cool to visit the rest of the country with my best friends.
Yeah, man, that's sweet. Aw. I would say my favorite memory of the group is our EP release show in June last year at Beat Kitchen. It was a wonderful show. We had one of our friends, Morgan Powers, who's an amazing songwriter, open up, and then we had our friends Cruel. They played second, and they brought the energy up. You know, they're like a local, like, Chicago punk band, and there was just a great crowd out. Cruel draws a good crowd that's kind of separate from, like, some of our friends and like people who come to our shows in the city of Chicago. So there was just like a wonderful group of people there, and we had a great time, and we played for like an hour. We were super rehearsed, and you know, we played a cover of a Band on the Run by Wings, and we had a friend come up and play keyboard on it, our friend Kelly, and then we also had Corgan and Trevon from the Courts come up and play tambourine on our song Mad About You. So it's just like super wholesome. So many good people there. Like, my heart was full at the end of the night, you know?
Right. And that's all you can hope for, you know?
Yeah.
That's what makes it what it is.
That one time we all went to the beach together. Or, well, we went to the Indiana State Park beach or whatever. And
We went swimming.
Yeah, I remember. And then we were just like really loving each other that night. That was nice. That was a good night.
You know, my favorite time is every new day with these guys. My brother.
Oh. That's a boring really answer.
Really, every time it's like my new favorite time hanging out with the guys.
Well, no, it sounds like you guys have had a lot of fun memories together, and I can tell that you guys have a strong, genuine friendship, and that's, you know, bleeds through to you guys' music, and it's really awesome to see just some young guys making some great tunes, and I love it.
Thank you.
Yes, so thank you guys for coming on and doing this interview.
Thank you again to Yo-Yo for being our local artist interview this week. Gavin and Elizabeth, let's talk about all this because they seem like a blast.
Oh yeah, they are so much fun to talk to. I wish I could like upload a longer version to our website every week because I just have so much more content that I had to cut out. Mm-hmm. They were super fun to talk to. You can genuinely tell that they like love each other. Mm-hmm. And one of the stories when he was like, we were just loving each other that day. And I thought that was so funny and so cute. So I had to keep that in there.
Oh yeah, I love that. I love when you can hear the band's personality shine through during the interview. It just makes it so much more personal of like an experience. Gavin, how was it like really talking to them and getting those stories from them about like their connection and their music.
Well, I loved it personally because a lot of the stories that they're telling about, like their favorite memories, how they first started coming together and making their music and making their songwriting process, everything. It just sounds like a lot of the fun that me and my friends have together, and it was very relatable in that sense too.
Right, exactly. I could totally see like that as an experience that someone would do with their friends. Like yeah. It just sounds so, like you said, relatable, and that anyone could kind of not do it, but like anyone could relate to that.
Yeah. And oh, you go.
Just as Liz was saying too, like during the interview, we just started joking around with each other as if we knew each other. So they're all very outgoing guys, and you can totally see it through the music. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
For sure. Yeah. And how was it seeing them in person? Did that relatability come through on stage?
Oh yeah, for sure. I first saw them here in 2022, actually.
Wow,
it was at the old Stumbling Block location. It's funny because they just came back to the new Stumbling Block location, but I went home this weekend, so I didn't get to see them, but they are so much fun live. And first time I saw them, I forgot his name, but the main guy, he had a shirt that said, I'm with Stupid, and it had an arrow pointing to like another one of the band members, and I thought that was so funny. I was like, I kind of want one of those shirts.
I love that. That's yeah. So funny.
Yeah, I just got to see them on Saturday at Stumbling Block here, and I had such a good time. I got the chance to talk with them after, and they're all so cool in person, just like they sound on this interview. It was probably like my favorite part of the night.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that, and that you were able to talk to them as well. And if you guys want to hear the whole interview again, head over to our website, WZND.com, and you can see all of our local artist interviews there.